A great sound this morning on KMLJ. And please welcome to our morning show. We have the esteemed director of financial aid with Metro State University, and we're talking about helping your students to get into college and doing it with a scholarship. It's called the North Star Scholarship. Good morning, Brittany Tweed. What is the North Star Scholarship?
Good morning. The North Star Scholarship is an exciting new program that was passed by the Minnesota legislature last year, and it first starts this fall semester.
It starts this fall semester. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just going to say the population of students that are going to be eligible to receive this are actually new and current students who are Minnesota residents whose adjusted gross income is beneath $80,000. And that can actually equate to around $100,000 given the IRS standard deductions. So it's a really exciting program because the stature of the program is much bigger than other scholarship programs that have been passed by the legislature in recent years.
Because you said it's passed by the legislature, so this particular scholarship program is not just for Metro State University?
That's right. It's actually available to all public institutions in the state of Minnesota. So that includes Metro State students, our Minnesota State community colleges, U of M campuses, and tribal institutions in the state.
What does the scholarship cover, Brittany?
The scholarship is a last dollar scholarship program. So what that means is that students' financial aid would be factored in to cover their tuition and fees for the semester, and then this scholarship would pay the remaining tuition and fees. Why it's so exciting is that typically at Metro State or at other public institutions, there aren't a lot of additional institutional aid to provide to students. And so this gives students a free a pathway to obtaining a bachelor's degree with having their tuition and required fees completely paid.
Interesting. So if I have a Pell Grant, am I eligible for this scholarship?
Typically, if you're awarded a Pell Grant, your adjusted gross income would be below $80,000. So you'd likely be eligible for this as long as you're a Minnesota resident.
We were talking, everyone, with Brittany Tweed, the Director of Financial Aid with Metro State University. We're talking about the North Star Promise Scholarship Program. So how can we get more information about the scholarship program? Are there any listening sessions coming up?
Absolutely. We have additional information on our website at metrostate.edu/Northstar. And on April 16th, we're actually holding an information session for prospective students and community members at 6 p.m.
Wow. So do you have to register for this?
Yeah, registration is available on our website, again, metrostate.edu/Northstar. And then additional information about eligibility criteria is also listed there for people who are interested.
How many people do you think will be eligible, or how many people do you think will take advantage of this? And is there a bottom to the amount of money that the state has allocated for this program?
Well, the state has actually appropriated this as a base-funded program. So what that means is that biennially, when the state develops its budgets, this program will be allocated funding. So this means that there's not a bottom to this program. And the Office of Higher Education is estimating that between 15 and 20,000 undergraduate students in the state of Minnesota will be eligible to receive these funds.
Wow. So there's only a financial aspect of this, and if you live in the state of Minnesota, my final question would be, what if I have a need or want to go to school? I'm all ready to go. I've gone through FAFSA and all the rest of it, and my school of choice is just 20 miles across the river into Wisconsin. Am I eligible for this last dollar grant?
It's actually only available to public institutions in Minnesota. So you would have to attend an institution in Minnesota. And then there are the other eligibility criteria that students have to meet to be eligible for federal and state aid. But by completing the FAFSA application annually or the Minnesota DREAM Act application, this is how we determine students' eligibility for this program.
All right. Brittany Tweed, do you have a final thought for our Twin Cities audience? I'm sure we're probably flooding your phones with this morning trying to get more information.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the takeaway from this is to apply for financial aid. If you're considering going to school this fall, mm-hmm. make sure to apply for admission, get admitted to your institution of choice in the state of Minnesota, and then connect with the financial aid offices because they are going to do all of the determinations on whether students are eligible. So we try to make this process as easy as possible for students. And one way that the legislature has done that is by making the application for this, the actual financial aid application, either the FAFSA or the Minnesota DREAM Act. So make sure to apply.
Exciting. Now, I know this is a state program, but I'm sure you'd love to get students to enroll at Metro State University.
Absolutely. It's really exciting because Metro State University has some of the lowest in, the lowest undergraduate tuition and fees in the state. So the potential for students to benefit from this program at Metro State is really high. So it's very exciting, and it's not something that I've seen to this stature in my 15 years in financial aid.
Wow. Well, this is exciting. And Brittany Tweed, thank you so much for being with us. She is the financial aid director for Metro State University. Thank you for joining our show this morning on KMOJ.
Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure.
I always love to hear about any type of help that people can get to go to school, you know?
Exactly. Now, if you missed this conversation, go to KMOJFM.com later on today, and you can hear this interview in its entirety. Wake up, work out, come on.
Freddie and Chantel in the morning.
Do that thing.
Home of the Wake Up Workout.
Do this.
You heard?
Let's do this thing.
Only on 89.9 KMOJ.